uses this little girl, and you know, to most of us, we'd say, boy, that's just a little teenager. She can't amount to much. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of life to be lived. She doesn't, what does she know at 14? You know, I mean, that's, you know, some of you younger kids, you know, that's the way we think, you know, we're big, bad adults, and we know everything, and you know nothing. You know, that's what goes through our minds when you come up to us and say, Mom and Dad, you know, I want this, and I want that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And through our minds, we say, I've lived 30, 40 years older, longer than you. We know everything. But we don't say that usually to you unless you buck us. And then we pull out that card, you know, and we say, I've been on this planet longer than you. I know what's going on. So just get with the program, little missy. You know, that's what we say when you buck us. But if you're nice to us and obey us, we don't usually say that. We just say, thank you for obeying us. We love you. Why did I go there? I don't know where I go. But in this whole thing, you're asking yourself, what does Mary have, you know, that God would choose her? What was it about Mary? And when you look at this, you can tell she's very devout. She's very serious about her relationship with God. And I know that teenagers can have a very serious relationship with God. And so my jokes aside, I know that young people can have a profound relationship with God, even 3-4 years old, and then going right up through teenage. Sometimes teenagers have a better relationship than their parents with God. Amen? And sometimes they teach us a thing or two, and we're going, wow, that little person really has got it going on. So Mary is devout, and she's serious about God. And though she's startled, she's not disrespectful. She's totally taking it in as God has got a message for her. And when he tells her all of this, she goes, well, how's this going to happen? I mean, you and I know that I've been faithful to Joseph. How's this going to happen? I mean, that's her thoughts. It's not a snarky response, you know. It's not that. You notice that when Zechariah, the priest, the husband of Elizabeth, had been told by an angel that he was going to have a son, John, who later we know as John the Baptizer or John the Baptist. When the angel came to him, he said, well, you're going to have to prove this to me. I mean, you got to really explain this to me, because we're old. You know, the issue with him is that he was old and his wife was old, and you don't have a baby when you're, you know, 80 years old or whatever she was. And so he's just kind of, and that's what happens to some of us old people. We think we know everything, and even if an angel comes to us, we're kind of questioning the angel. What's up with that? Hey, folks, I don't care how old you are and how many years you've walked with Christ. If God's talking to you, you got to believe him. If God's teaching you something, you've got to be open. If God says do this or do that, you got to obey. You can't just say, well, I've been a Christian for 58 years and 60 years or 80 years, and I know what I know. No. See, Mary was devout, and she was humble. Humble, humility. Some of us older people, and I include myself in this, sometimes we just think we've got it all together. And sometimes God has to knock me down a peg or two and just say, listen here, guy, you don't know everything. You don't know why I ask you to do what I ask you to do. Your job is to trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So if you're sitting here today and God's dealing with you on something and you're saying, I don't understand, God, I don't know why. I'm with you, but it still comes down to trusting and obeying. It doesn't always come down to understanding. It comes down to trusting and obeying. And that's what, boy, I just, that is never going to go away. No matter how young or old you are, it's all about trusting and obeying. The understanding cannot always be there because God is mysterious and sometimes he asks us to do things out of the ordinary. And sometimes our lives do not have fairness to them. You know what I mean? You say, oh, this isn't fair. Do you ever have somebody say that to you? And sometimes in our lives, even as teenagers or adults, we say, this isn't fair. Where's this coming from? Trust and obey. Trust and obey. Humble, humility. Oh, God. If you kind of look at us from the outside, if you were objective and you looked at yourself, how do you measure up to this trust and obey humility idea? You know, just stand outside of yourself and kind of examine yourself, like you're an anthropologist or a psychologist, and you're looking at yourself. Is that person humble and ready to trust God, or is that person you're looking at, and I'm meaning you, does that person look arrogant or stubborn, gonna do things my way, it's my way or the highway, or I've been living a long enough time, I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. Isn't it? It just kind of makes me laugh. It's just kind of funny because Almighty God, the God of the universe who created all of this, the God who came to die on the cross for our sins so that we could receive forgiveness from our sins and have eternity with God, we're wagging our little finger at him. How dare you do that? That's not fair. That doesn't make sense. That's not. Mary doesn't do any of that. Mary says, as she says, how will this be? You know, I know how babies are made. You need to explain this to me. The angel says, the Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One will be called the Son of God. And even Elizabeth is having a child. So two miracles are happening. An older lady is having a baby, and a young lady who hasn't been with a man yet is going to have a baby. Two miracles are happening all in the same span of a year. And what's Mary's response? I am the Lord's servant. Isn't that beautiful? I am the Lord's servant. When was the last time you said that to God? I am your servant, Almighty God. You know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I trust you. I obey you. She says to him, may your word be fulfilled. In other words, let God do what God's going to do. That's the place to be, Lord. That's the place to be. May it be done unto me as you have it. And for you, my friends, it may be suffering. It may be hardship. It may be lack of income. It may be lack of a job. It may be taking care of loved ones. It may be having to put up with difficult people at work or even in family. Aren't the holidays great for that? You know, you go to the holiday and you go and you can see Uncle so-and-so and Aunt so-and-so and that one person that just always digs you under their skin, you know, every time they speak. You know, aren't they great? They test your Christianity. Can I love? Can I be patient? Can I trust God? Can I love people even when they don't love me? Or when they just have an exact way to just put their finger right on that sore spot. That's our calling, is to say, Lord, may it be done unto me as you would have it done. I am the Lord's servant. I'm so glad we have Mary to look up to. We honor Mary, you know, like we honor any Christian. And we learn from her and what she was able to do. There's so many more things you can talk about Mary as you look at other scriptures where it talks about her. But just ponder these words today. Am I trustful? with God? Am I obeying God? Do I have the humility of a Mary? It's amazing. It's amazing. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Holy God, we're so thankful for Mary. Thankful that you chose her, that you raised her up, and thank you for her model, her example to us. Lord, please help me, help each one of us in this congregation to be totally submissive to your will and your way, your timing, your methodology, the way you do things. Even when we don't understand, Lord, help us. We give you our families, we give you our life, our careers, our ministries, our plans. We submit them to you and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? I'll do it.